Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to share with you a few thoughts I've been having recently around the subject of chatbots. I can't express how much I hate Siri. She forever activates when I don't want her to, and when I'm not speaking to her, and when I do ask her a question, she either doesn't hear me or misunderstands the question. Not that Alexa or any of the others are any better, they all suck. So you can only imagine how ambivalent I was when everybody started talking about chatbots. What a pointless gimmick. You may feel the same, and I don't blame you. That said, I'm beginning to come around to the opinion that they have their place. But before we get too much into that, let's talk about the fundamental question of what is a chatbot. Well, there's basically two types. The audio variety, such as Siri, Alexa, and Cortana. And then there's the text-based versions, such as you find in Slack or Facebook Messenger. In both situations, the user is having a conversation of sorts with a computer program. And that computer program is attempting to mimic human responses. Generally speaking, companies use them for things like customer support. Text-based chatbots have been around in very basic forms for years. For example, we've all been able to have simple conversations with an automated text messaging system. And there have even been some examples of this happening via email. But more recently, there's been an explosion of interest in chatbots. And this excitement has reached a new level when Facebook started to support them in the Messenger app. Some announced then that the graphic user interface was over and soon we'd all be having natural conversations with these applications. But in reality, they've faced some fairly major usability problems. In many ways, we've tried to run before we can walk with chatbots. The voice-based chatbots like Siri have set themselves a pretty ambitious goal. A program capable of hearing and interpreting verbal commands. This presents two big challenges if you think about it. First, the program has to understand the words the user is speaking. Developers have made great strides in that area, and when I wrote the blog post that this podcast is based on, I actually dictated it. But as soon as there's some kind of background noise, the ability to interpret what is being said diminishes. But the bigger problem lies not in understanding the words themselves, but interpreting their meaning. Take, for example, the simple act of responding in the positive. A user might say yes, or they might say yep, or okay, or yeah, or sure. The list goes on and on. The user is often left to guess what word or phrase the application will actually end up recognizing. And in many ways, it reminds me of those early text-based adventure games I played on my ZX Spectrum. Was I supposed to say hit goblin or attack goblin? The problem is not limited to voice-activated chatbots either. Users have to take part in the same guessing game when they're using text-based chatbots. The result is, instead of a natural conversation, users have to find the right phrasing, and it feels like the days of mystery meet navigation all over again. But there is potential in chatbots. We just have to be more realistic about what we can expect them to do. When I first came across Adrian Zimmerman's site, it was a light bulb moment for me. The idea that chatbots could work if the user interacted using dialogue options, that instead of open text entry, they selected from a limited set of options. Of course, this is something video games have been doing for years. In conversation with game characters, you are given a series of choices about what you could say, and those choices dictate how the conversation branches and the computer character respond. Adrian has taken this approach on his website. He gives the user options. The chatbot then responds in different ways depending on the option that is selected. But Adrian doesn't stop there. The chatbot adapts depending on various factors, such as previous visits, if it knows the person's name, and if they arrive from another website. In fact, it would be easy for a bot to adapt to everything from the time of day to geographic location. All of these subtle adaptations gives the impression of intelligence. This impression is reinforced because the bot never misunderstands the user, because after all, they're working with a set of limited dialogue options. Not that open dialogue is impossible, you can still add it into the mix, but in a much more controlled way. For example, the chatbot could ask the user for their name or email address. This kind of information is easy to parse, and so you can be confident of your response. You could also be more confident if the user enters something wrong. This allows you to respond in a more realistic way. So, where does this leave the role of chatbots? After all, the chatbot on Adrian's site is still, if we're honest, a bit of a gimmick, a proof of concept, if you will. But I do believe that there are some areas where chatbots have got real potential. We're still living in the early days of chatbots, but already there are some obvious applications. Applications I've started to explore with some of my clients. The most obvious application for chatbots is to help with customer support. It could well be used to answer customer questions, or without the need for human interaction. But where the user does need human support, the bot could hand off to customer support staff. That or gather the contact information of the user to follow up later. Chatbots also open up possibilities for guiding users through complex interactions. Interactions that need the user to complete a series of steps. For example, it would be easy to imagine a chatbot being a way to book a holiday or help a student select a course to study at university. These activities need the user to make a lot more choices or to enter a lot of data. We could use chatbots to educate users too and guide them through a conversation. Whether this is helping them learn a new skill or orientating them in the use of a new application. But really, these ideas are just the tip of the iceberg. Chatbots provide a wealth of opportunities. For example, guiding users through complex search queries or making contact forms feel like more like a natural conversation. Best of all, getting started creating a chatbot is pretty easy, really. There's no shortage of services out there to help you build a chatbot without the need to code. One that seems to stand out from the crowd based on my research is something called Motion. What attracts me to Motion is it can be deployed across a variety of platforms. For example, it supports Facebook, your site, text, and even email. That said, if you want to do anything complex, you're going to need the help of a developer. For example, out of the box, Motion won't remember a user when they return to your website. The point is that getting started in experimenting is easy. Tools like Motion typically have a free account option, and that means you can take your time to craft a great conversation. Because when it comes to chatbots, the devil is in the detail. At face value, designing a chatbot seems fairly straightforward. It is only a branching conversation, after all, but it makes to make it feel natural, you have to really consider the details. For a start, writing will be essential. Most of us are pretty bad at writing personal, engaging online copy, but that's going to be essential to create a great chatbot. Then there's the extras I mentioned earlier that give the impression there is a person behind the bot. Things like remembering you, noting where you've come from, and understanding your context. For these kinds of things, you're going to need developer support. Finally, there's still a lot of work for a designer to do. Details such as the chatbot's bubble animation and how fast the bot responds to the user. All of these things help shape the experience. There are so many people out there working hard on these nuances right now, but there's still a lot for us to learn, I think. We're in the early days of chatbots, and I'm also pretty sure that we aren't going to see them replacing the graphic user interface anytime soon. But I do believe they can supplement them. They add a naturalness to an interaction that is often lacking in digital. The trick is to avoid allowing too much open data entry on the user's part.